It's Wednesday, the 5th of November. Yes, I know a song about that. 5th of November. A special day for a lot of people, but also an extremely silly day for a lot of other people. So it's 20 past 10. We decided to have a bit of a long lie this morning because the forecast was to be a beautiful day, and so we're going to head off in the wee car, my wife's car. We're going to drive over to Fife, I believe. It'll certainly be north. Got to keep chopping and changing. But anyway, we had planned to go last weekend and the weather was just so bad it wasn't worth going, so cancelled again. So we're going to go there today, and it is an absolutely stunning, like, gorgeous morning. It's cold, I guess it's been down to near freezing during the night. Not quite, I don't think. I think tonight's to be the really cold one. But the skies are beautiful. No matter where I look, it's blue, sun shining. I have to say though that the sun isn't very high now, and at this time it's already, if I face due south, it's pretty much just to the east of due south. No, to the west. To the west of due south already. It's not going to be up there very long. So we best get away and make the best of the day. It's a gorgeous sunset last night here. I was coming over the hills, coming back to the hometown. I came over the hills as usual, and when I hit the crest, oh my, I stopped and took some photographs. It was just beautiful. That's the positive side of winter. You get some beautiful sunrises and sunsets. This morning, it is a gorgeous day, and I'm standing below the Wisley High conifer, and all I can see are thousands of shimmering gossamer threads. It's cold, of course, but it's not freezing cold, it's just nice. I've got a jumper on. The sun's shining through my new fence. Not directly, because the way it's been built, you can't see through the fence, but it's like, I would say it's backlighting the fence and causing these vertical, 6 foot vertical strips of light brown. wasn't that descriptive? Anyway, it is a beautiful morning and so peaceful for a work day, but mind you, 20 past 10, most of the biz, the commuter, the school run is all gone. The sun's finally getting a chance to light up my young Acer tree, and it's looking beautiful. The unfortunate thing is that because we had so much bad weather, there isn't a lot of leaves left, just the crown. But because the crown is still there, it's lighting up in pale greens and ambers and rustic reds and browns. Beautiful. So we had a good sleep last night. I certainly had a great sleep. In fact, it was even hard to get up at 20 past 9 this morning. But I knew I had to get up and get on with the day. Don't let the day go by, especially a beautiful day. You just don't want to waste that. So it's as quick as we can get fed and watered and get out and away somewhere for the day. It doesn't take much to break the routines, as it were. We'll probably go over to Fife, have a walk around Kirkcaldy, going for a coffee and a beer, come back to Burnt Island, and park and sit and look across the bay. And today the bay at Burnt Island is just going to be stunning. And we'll be able to look straight across to Edinburgh. And we'll probably do all that within about 4 hours. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take a lot of time just to feel that by evening time, especially at this time of the year when the nights are closing in at a rapid rate, you feel that, you know, days are wasted. And at least if you do that and you come back, you can sit in the evening and say, well, at least we went out and did something, you know. Get out. I think we all get to that stage. Go on and go on. And then you get in that rut, you know, like the needle stuck in the groove in a record, you know. And you talk about doing things and you intend and plan to do things that breaks the routine of your week and home life and work life. But you get stuck in the rut, and when the day comes when you plan to go, ah, I can't be bothered. We'll go next week, or we'll do this next week. And you end up doing that, and before you know it, months have passed and you haven't done anything. And of course, it's more for the soul and the mind than for the body. It's to give your unphysical being a break. Recharge the batteries in your being, as it were. I can't think of the words. Like a preacher or something. I don't want to sound like that. But it is if you don't give that your inner self that break. It's not good. It's not good for the mind or the soul. Hello, Blackbird. Are you the one? Probably not, the way you're skulking. You're a skulking blackbird. I'll have to have a word with my wife. I see that she's put out a couple of slices of my favourite seeded batch bread. That is taboo. That's my favourite bread. That blackbird is just sitting looking at me. He's not feeding, he's just sitting looking round about, in particular at me. So let's see if I lift my cup, if I take a wee walk. He's not running away. In fact, he just grabbed a bit of bread. Yeah, still not convinced you're the daddy. Time will tell. Right, let's get that car out of the garage. Get away. Now, that might be the daddy that came down, because it just scurried off the first one very quickly there. We'll see how tough you are, pal. No, you're not tough either. You're not the one. It's a bit like, what do you call him in The Matrix? Ah, well. Wonder if we'll get any more mornings like this soon.